You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO Palm City.
In the gritty and difficult places of the world, God calls his people to be salt and light to the broken and the needy. That's what the front line is all about. Open your heart and your mind. Today's show is about to begin. Hey, welcome. It's wonderful to be with you today, this beautiful Monday, the 8th of December. Amen. Of the year 2025, and gosh, time's running out, at least, well, for this year now. Yes. We have another year, and we don't know how long, you know, Jesus is going to come back. We don't know when, and so we're just going to do the best we can until he comes, right?
Go out and get hit by a truck, and he's coming back for you right now.
Right. Yeah, well, that's right. Yeah. We're not recommending that. It just happens to be a concept.
Yeah.
Well, welcome. Again, this is great to have you with us. I'm going to introduce my co-hosts, faithful, always here, and always just kind of nicely, wonderfully contributing to the course of the program. Ed Skiba, you already heard from Ed.
I'm not always here. I try to be, but some circumstances. Another beautiful South Florida morning.
It is a beautiful.
I missed the rain this morning. I was trying to get my truck washed, but now I'm going to have to do it by hand.
Well,
it might rain still.
You don't throw away your washer to rain.
A lot of people forgot about yesterday, 7th of December, Pearl Harbor Day.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we need to remember what happened there.
Yes.
We did. And our country, I'm afraid, might be pretty vulnerable to something like that happening again. You know,
Pearl Harbor happened at
9/11, and it just feels like the tensions are building again. And maybe it's a sign of Jesus coming back, like we just talked about.
Yeah, it's time.
But we need to always be vigilant.
Absolutely. Alert and vigilant.
At every level, you know.
Yep.
And and the other voice you heard is the one we expect to hear. That's Ann Limhoko. Good morning,
everybody. Today's the day the Lord has made. So I got up early and rejoiced. And studied.
Good for
which,
you.
Which I love to do.
You do
that's
love
not
a, to do
that's
that.
That's not something where somebody twists my arm. I love the Word of God and everything that comes from the Word of God, the preachers that preach it.
Yes.
So I was studying a specific subject that we'll talk about on a biblical response tomorrow
at
11 o'clock.
In fact, I would just throw, I think we're pretty safe in talking that tomorrow, we had actually a listener, Alicia, if you're listening, thank you for your email and I was able to respond to her this weekend. She's a new listener. She's returned to Christ. And we were asking for subject matter, and so she gave us 2 points to look at. One is, it is a confusing issue of Islam in America. It's very confusing. We see a lot in the news. And so I believe tomorrow's biblical response, that's going to be our topic. Now, in specific, we haven't hammered that out yet.
Yeah, because it's so many ways we could go.
So many ways, and this, you know, we have to be led by the Spirit,
absolutely.
And we haven't even come together as a body. But so that'll be what we'll be dealing with tomorrow. So if you're a follower of the program, or you say, "What is that program?" and "What are you doing about Islam?" and well, you can tune in tomorrow at 11 o'clock, same time, same station, different people, kind of to some degree. But today, I want to introduce our guest. He's been with us before. The minister, Ezekiel Jones, is a programmer here at WCNO. Lively Stones Ministry airs every Saturday morning at 7:30 in the morning. And I produce when I'm here. I work 2 Saturdays in a row, and then Karen works 2 Saturdays. So we both have had a chance to produce your program, Ezekiel, and you know the thing that, and both Karen and I agree that when you first started, and certainly continues today, is you bring a fresh word. I mean, the Word of God is powerful. It is the authoritative Word of God.
Yes,
and when an individual who is anointed to bring that word to the people is doing that, the authority of God is very clear. The message is unavoidable, and the truth of God just emanates, it just illuminates, and it fills in, fills the heart of the listener. And what I'm telling you is exactly what happens when God uses a minister, Ezekiel Jones, here at the radio station and elsewhere, wherever God sends you.
Praise
so I wanted you to come back. The first interview we had was wonderful. It was so, but you know, it leaves us, an hour isn't enough time. Mm-hmm. So to kind of give you a chance to share from your heart, I was going to ask you to maybe start off, if you would, by talking about what God put on your heart to do this program, but how did you get to that point? What was going on in your life as you were listening to the Lord? When you, I'm sure you asked him, Lord, what do you want me to do? Mm-hmm. You know, and then he told you, but what was going on with that?
Well, first of all, Pastor David, I'd like to thank God for the opportunity, you know, to be here among the distinguished group of people here.
Better than extinguished.
WCNO. And God is a good God.
Amen.
And as being a believer and as being a follower of God and being a messenger of God, and being called by God.
Amen.
We want to be in an act of obedience towards God.
Amen.
We want to do what God have called us to do. We want to do what he have commissioned us to do. And we want our life to line up with the will of God.
Amen.
The Bible souls declare, how can they hear without a preacher?
Amen.
And then how can they preach except they've been sent?
Yes.
Yeah.
Many are called, but few are chosen. And and just being the stand on the battlefield for the Lord, doing the work of an evangelist, preaching the word, being in season, out of season, getting the word of the Lord out, the good news, the gospel of Jesus Christ. And we're living in perilous times these days.
Amen.
And folks have fallen away from the church.
Mm-hmm.
People don't have their zeal for God as they did in time past. It been some type of travesty, some type of hardship in their life, some type of disappointment in their life. And a lot of folk, I believe, is looking at God and you know, for an answer. But God is a good God.
He is.
God remained faithful. Glory to God. He's always there and he's always on time.
Mm-hmm.
So as you look at the program, Lively Stones Ministry, truly it's an honor to be able to come on board what you already have put here, what the Lord have already built, and just to come in and to be a part of such a magnificent team already in the ministries that come on the air. And it's just the word of the Lord just coordinating and just getting his rightful place in there. Lively Stones Ministry. The Bible says, 1 Peter 2:5, ye are as Lively Stones Ministry, a holy priesthood, built up a spiritual house that you may offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable unto God by Jesus Christ. And that is our model. You know, God gave me that scripture over 20-some-odd years ago, you know, and I began to look at that thing and being on fire for the Lord. You know, if you begin to think about lively and begin to be a living stone and having an exuberance for God, you know what I mean, having a zeal for God, having a desire to wanna do what God have called you to do, to make a difference in the community, to make a difference in our church, to make a difference in our families, you know, because a lot of people are suffering today and they need to hear a word from God. And that's all we had to offer is a word from the Lord.
Amen.
Silver and gold we have not, but such as I have.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus Christ, that's what I had to offer. So it has been a blessing to be a part thus far. Amen. And being able to come on Saturday morning, I look forward to it all the time. I prepare. I study. You know, you have to study and prepare to show yourself diligently unto the Lord.
Absolutely.
And to be able to come into into such a fine place and a place that's already anointed and already warmed up. the juice is already flowing when you come and meet someone like David, Frank Cure, the pastor here, and Sister Karen Hubbard. They understand and they can relate because they have ministries as well.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? So to be able to come and to be of a good fiber that's already in the building.
Amen.
You know, already prayed up. You know, this is not a circular radio station. You know, this is a house of God.
Yes.
And that's how I look at it. Mm-hmm. I look like I'm coming to church here.
Yes.
And having a good time in the Lord and bringing forth the word as well as we come.
Amen.
Amen. And I often listening to your as you're sharing the word of God and you have your heart is so heavily invested in what you're offering on the air. I mean, I'm going to tell you, and I may have told you this before, maybe I haven't, but when I'm able to produce your program on the Saturdays and I'm listening to what you're offering, there are times when the Lord is saying to me, David, he's speaking to you, there's something about your life that I want to make better. I want to give you more strength. Mm-hmm. I want to refine your focus. And there's a character, and I think it's important that good preaching, when I say good preaching, I mean preaching that's based on the Word of God, that is invested in the authority of God and is led by the Spirit at that particular, for that time, you know, for such a time as that, mm-hmm. is going to do a number of things. It's going to edify, certainly. But the process of edification is also a way that the Spirit of God teaches me or shows me the difference between where I am and where He wants me to be. And that is often the content. Maybe you're not picking it.
That's
you're
good.
So busy in the Spirit that you may not be noticing it, but it is, mm-hmm. is a character of a lot of your program sharing. And yeah. I'm thanking God for that, brother, and I know you are too, because that's the kind of man you are, is when you hear God is working. But that's a needful element anytime we offer the Word of God.
Yes.
And in this, you know, keeping in mind, as you know, this pulpit has about 7.5 million potential listeners mm-hmm. in the audience.
Amen.
Yes.
And we have several hundred thousand listen every day, I'm sure. And so when you offer the Word God's given you in the manner in which He has called you to give it, a lot of things are happening, and that's one of them. And I just wanted you to know how much I appreciate your willingness to be that person, to be that instrument of God.
Yes, and at the same time, we cannot do nothing without the anointing.
Amen.
Yes, first of all, that's true.
We have to walk in the righteousness of God. We have to walk after the ordinance of God. We have to seek the Lord while He may be found.
Amen. Mm.
As He passes near, we have to come into a place and be still and allow the Lord to fill us up in the Word.
And to hear His voice.
Yes. Yeah. Because everything else going down but the Word of God.
Yeah.
That's true.
Everything else around going to fall.
That's right.
That's true.
But the Word of the Lord is going to sustain itself.
Yes.
The Bible so declares 1 Peter 1:3, for being born again, not of the corruptible seed, but the incorruptible
seed.
Amen. By the Word of God which liveth and abideth forever. Yeah. See, the Word of God is already settled in heaven.
Amen.
And I want to say thank God for the listening audience on this morning. God bless you out there listening this morning with your listening ears on this morning. God is speaking a word in this hour. And God wants people, His people, which are called by His name, to just come up under subjection and to mortify the deeds of your body, which is among this earth.
Yes.
Everybody getting caught up in desires and fleshly desires. And these types of things will drift you away from God as you continue to put things before God and allow the enemy to come and to be a force of destruction in your life.
Yeah.
Or some type of interference in your life, you can't seek God with all of this, you know, what you call apostasy is going on.
People
is falling away from God.
Yes.
They lovers of themselves. They rather hear a lie than rather a truth.
Mm-hmm.
But I come to tell somebody this morning that you have heard of Him, and the truth is in Jesus.
Amen.
And you have been taught by Him. Some people have got into the way to know God, but some kind of way you have fell back. The Bible so declares, what have hindered you? What have slowed you down? what then happened to your zeal or your desire for the Lord? And we see it amongst us today. As you pass by a lot of churches, you see the parking lots looking very slim.
Yeah.
Amen.
There's a lot of people attending the house of
God.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to say that when people come, folks come to church, they say, oh, they're all about money. They all about, every time I turn around, they pass an offering plate. That's all church folk ask about, money. Well, you need money to operate the house
Amen.
Of God.
Amen.
Amen. You do.
You need that. Because God is a God of riches.
Mm-hmm.
And God wants his house to be taken care of first and foremost. And then if you have a heart to want to give, you just give. Mm-hmm. It'll be given back to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together. Mm-hmm. Running over, shall men give unto your bosom.
And
whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord.
Amen.
So it ain't that the church folks is asking for money. It is that getting your heart in the right place and you having a heart to want to give. But the main objective and the main focus is to hear the word from the Lord that you'll be transformed by the renewing of your mind.
Yes.
You know, that you won't be turned over to a reprobate.
A
reprobate is an unbeliever.
That's right.
Yes.
Somebody who haven't even came into the knowledge of God. Somebody who thinks they wake themselves up in the morning. Somebody who think that they got it all figured out. But Jesus said that I am the way, the truth, and the life.
Yes.
No man cometh unto me but by the Father. You got to go through Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
To make it on in. You got to go through Jesus Christ.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And some other folk feel like they got some other way they can make it in.
Yeah.
Without going through Jesus. Jesus is standing at the door.
They got other ways to
and
make
you
them comfortable.
And you got to go through Jesus. You got to go through Jesus.
Yeah.
Exclusively.
Yes.
Yep. The only
other way.
Amen.
There's no other way. Praise the Lord.
You know, there's kind of a cultural lie that's probably been going around for hundreds of years, but certainly in today, that, well, and I talk to people, say, well, I'm a good person, you know, and they'll describe themselves as what that goodness means. You know, I don't yell at people. I try not to do road rage when I'm driving. Yes. You know, I try to be nice to people I meet and all this stuff. And if they're all, you know, but what does the Bible say about that? That's not the cutting edge for salvation, is it?
No, it's not. It's not. It's not.
Good is not God.
No.
I'm sorry.
Where, and there's nothing in us that is good enough. But anyway, go ahead, Pastor.
Well,
Reverend.
Just by being a good Samaritan, it's not enough.
Mm-hmm.
No. You know, that you got good morals. You've been raised in a good family.
Yeah.
And you're just a good, wholesome person, got a good heart. That's beautiful.
Hmm?
Praise God for that. But by living, and you don't, you maybe don't even smoke, or you may don't even drink, or you don't even go out, or no derogatory things maybe come out of your mouth at some times. But except you believe that Jesus died from your sins, for with the heart man believe unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation.
Amen.
You cannot enter in.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot enter in that way.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of folk that caught up now feel like I'm just comfortable just the way I am right now. I don't need to make a proclamation. I don't need to get to know the Lord. Now some folk feel like there ain't no heaven and ain't no hell. But I got news for you. Except that you turn your life over to the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible souls declare, hell will you lift up your eyes if you don't know the Lord.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The Bible says that in 2 Peter 3:9, he's not willing that any man should perish.
Yes.
For all shall come into into
Amen.
Repentance.
Yes.
He's not willing that any should perish. He want every creation, every creature that he have made on this earth
in his
to
image.
Come into the knowledge of the truth of God.
We
and there's a lot of
choice.
People, somebody out there listening on this morning, you feel like by you just going about your everyday business and maybe you got a good heart, maybe you're sending your finances to some type of charity, and that's fine and well. but you're not getting to know him. But at sometimes in your life, when trouble finds you, when the enemy comes in like a flood, when the devil comes to do nothing but kill, steal, and destroy. And you can't tell me, see the peace that this world have to offer. See, this ain't the kind of peace that Jesus talking about. See, he said that in this world that you should have tribulations and trials, and you're going to go through and things. But if you in the Lord, he said, be of good cheer, because I have overcome the world. And we're living in a time now, we're living in a world of darkness, and this world don't have anything to offer us, none whatsoever.
Yep.
It's he that have quickened you, who was dead in your trespasses and sin. Because Satan is the prince of this world, and the prince of the air of this world.
Yep.
So but either you be in God, or you be in the devil. There's no in between.
One or the other.
Either you on the Lord's side, or you on Satan's side. You can't drink from the cup of the Lord and drink from the cup of the devil as well.
Yep,
that's right.
So
hot or cold,
and that is a very good question, Pastor David, which you had offered there, because there's a lot of folk feel that same way. You know that I'm good. You know, I got this here. You know, I don't do nothing. I just stay home. I'm good. I'm comfortable in my own zone. I don't have to go to the house of the Lord. I don't have to fellowship with among the people of God. But the Bible says, assembling yourself together. Forsake not to assemble yourself together with the people of God. Because when you begin to come before the people of God and begin to come in the presence of God among the people of God, he say two or three. When two or three are gathered in my name, there I am in the midst. And then you draw strength. So he must, when you was weak, then you can become strong. So just being a good Samaritan, just by you helping, you know, doing something for the Boy Scouts or the Girl Scouts or helping the little old lady across the street, you know, things of this matter, this is not enough. There's no other way but through Christ Jesus.
Amen. And those good people are headed to hell.
That's
just
right.
Just say it. Because they think they're heading to heaven because they're good and their deeds are letting them to be allowed into heaven.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But you need to preach it because there's a lot of good people who are on.
Yeah.
And even them who profess Christianity, profess, but he's not Lord of their life.
I had one yesterday. That's
right. Is he Lord of your life?
Amen.
You say you're a Christian, you go to church, but you don't read the Bible.
Yeah.
You're into the secular music. You're in, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry, Ed. I know
I
you
had
were saying
a guy
something.
Yesterday that told me, well, I wasn't in church this morning, but me and God met on the golf course. Come on. And I've had a lot of, I live in the golf community, and I've had a lot of these folks out there tell me, I meet with God every Sunday out on a golf course. Who wins? You don't. Let me tell you.
Yeah.
Those are excuses.
Exactly.
Well, the Word of God gives us indicates
to us. What does the Word of God say?
Well, the Word of God says, over and against people that say, my goodness is my entry, is my ticket into heaven. But we said this earlier. He said, well, Jesus said that he's the only way to the Father.
That's right.
But when he says that, what the scriptures reveal to us is that that's the context of a very unique relationship that we have to have with him. And any relationship starts with me, let's say me, if I want a relationship with you, brother, and I know I already have, but let's say I meet you and I want to get to know you, I have to come up and I have to somehow say, Brother Ezekiel, I want to get to know you better.
Yeah.
And you know what that's going to take is us coming together,
spending time,
opening our hearts, talking, sharing. It has to be a relationship. And with Jesus, then it begins with when we say to him, Lord, I want you to be the Lord of my life.
Yes.
You are the Son of God. You are the King of heaven. You are the Savior of all humanity. I want you in my life. Mm-hmm. Now that, when that invitation is issued, he's already issued the invitation. When we accept it, that's the relationship. And only that, that we will then say, we now have a ticket into heaven.
Yeah.
Because we get Jesus in our heart.
And to just add to what y'all said, to piggyback off what you said, 2 Corinthians 6 chapter, What agreement did the temple of God have?
Yes. Amen. Bring it. Bring it. Bring it.
Living God.
Yeah.
Right. So we said, come out from among them and be ye separated.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be your God and you shall be my people.
Amen.
And I will dwell in you and walk in you. Yep. And you shall have no other gods before me.
Yes.
So, I did this morning. We allow things, situations, circumstances to detour us, to take our focus off God.
Mm-hmm.
But if we know that God is who he say he is, and he can keep us and make his face smile down upon us, and because once you make a commitment to the Lord, God cannot fail. There's one thing God cannot do, mm-hmm. and that's
Amen.
Fail. But I'm convinced this morning that people want to use God at their convenience.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
When I'm going through something in my life.
Yes.
You know. There's no other
say
name
that prayer, yeah.
Listen, there's no other name you can call upon that is able to deliver you out of every situation that you're going
through.
That's right. Amen.
That's right. Yep.
Yep.
I know him as a healer.
Amen.
Amen.
Jehovah Rapha. I know him as a healer.
Yes.
I know him as a peacemaker. Mm. And there's no other name that can deliver in this fashion.
Mm-hmm.
You begin to think about the Old Testament when Elijah begin to call upon the name of the Lord. And the Bible say the hand of the Lord was upon Elijah.
Yeah.
And he went there at the Mount of Carmel, right there with Ahab there.
Yeah.
And he said, I will call upon the name of the Lord, and you call upon your Lord. And we see the Lord that answered my fight.
Yes, yes.
Amen.
Powerful scripture.
Yeah. And he marked them. And he said that maybe your God is asleep. Maybe he's taking a nap.
<That's> right.
He waited hours for them to respond.
But this is the true in the living God.
Yes.
And when you allow God to dwell in your heart, you know,
Holy Spirit.
Yes. Amen. When you allow him to dwell in your heart, and when circumstances and situations occur in your life and hardships and pain, you can call upon that true and living God. And then God is a God that God will prevail.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
He said, upon this rock I will build my church, and the very gates of hell
shall
will
not prevail against it.
But I'm convinced this morning that just want to take God off the shelf, dust him off when you need
Amen.
Him, and then put him back on the shelf when you're through with him, and then I can just go and live any old kind of way for God.
No.
You know, I can defile the temple of God.
Mm.
I can put everything in this body what I want to. I don't have to answer to nobody.
Mm.
Yeah.
I got news for you folks. You can't live any kind of way for God.
Yeah.
No.
Because God is a righteous God.
Yes.
He's a clean God.
Yes.
And God, the prayers of the righteous availeth much.
Amen.
The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much.
He
God
also,
don't come through. God don't come and see about your situation, whatever you're going through in your life.
He also says he's a jealous God.
And he's a jealous God. Come on here.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
Yes, sir.
You know, people say, well, he's a jealous God. What is he, some kind of narcissist? No, he's God.
He's God. Yeah,
the creator of the universe.
That's right.
And he's jealous for his children.
And he longs for a relationship with his creation.
Amen. Yes. And if you won't have a relationship with him, you don't know how deeply you offend him.
Yeah.
That's right.
And we do. Because
he loves us.
He's a jealous God.
Amen.
I feel like we need to open the phone lines. I know we'll probably do it after the break. Because Christians may have some great theological questions. We have our Bibles out. Reverend, you have your Bible out. Hard questions. Bring them on.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well,
do you agree?
Let's go ahead and tell you what let's do when you bring us to that point.
Yeah.
Let's take that break now. And what we'll do is, if you want to call back after the break isn't too long, about a minute and a half, 2 minutes maybe.
That's all?
Well, sorry, you want more?
Some of us old folks.
Some of us, I see. Well, Ed, you're excused anytime you need
No excuse for me.
we'll come back, but the number to call is 772-221-1100. That's 772-221-1100. And I'll remember to repeat that number when we come back from the break.
Yes.
So having said that, well, let's just launch into the break. Do you know what happens every Wednesday at 11 a.m. on WCNO Christian Radio? News and views to edify the body of Christ. Exciting authors, pastors, teachers, folks invested in richly blessed ministries. where the church meets the world. God is doing things you want to hear about. That's Wednesday Live, airing every Wednesday at 11 a.m. on WCNO 89.9 FM.
Hi, this is Karen Hubbard, inviting you to join me every Friday at 11 a.m. for Hidden Places, where you'll hear exciting testimonies, amazing stories, and casual conversations with believers just like you, here on WCNO 89.9 FM.
There is no doubt we live in chaotic times. Just listen to the news, if you dare. The world is a battleground for spiritual warfare. If what you see or hear in the news frustrates you or makes you fearful, then you need something beyond the news. You need the good news. Every Tuesday on WCNO at 11 a.m., a biblical response to the issues of the day.
And we are back.
We are back. Yes, yes.
Yes,
we were
Lord.
Moving around a little bit, doing things that we normally do. We invited phone calls. The number to call is 772-221-1100. That's 772-221-1100. You may have a question or comment for Minister Jones or any one of us, or you just want to, who knows? We'll see where it goes. Pretty organic group here.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
And we do praise the Lord. What a great opportunity he's given us to do what we're doing. Right here, would have thought.
Yeah. It's a privilege. It's definitely a privilege.
So I don't know if a call's coming in. You know, other people call for reasons other than coming on the air here. We do
it's a blessing.
Open phone lines. But let's pick up where we were, Brother Ezekiel. And let's not. Let's.
All right, we'll take the call. Praise God.
Okay, caller, you're on the air.
Hi. I'm actually driving right now, but I was just listening to the radio, and I thought, I got to find out where this church is. I love everything that you guys were just talking so much truth, and I'd love to come visit your church. Can you tell me where you're located? Didn't hear, you know, the name of the church or where your location is.
Well, the church is currently located, the church what I'm a part of, is 2907 Avenue S in Fort Pierce, Florida. God bless you. We thank you for calling in.
Amen.
This morning. We thank you that we truly hope that the Lord have ministered to you unto this morning. Obviously, he have. But Tabernacle Church of Deliverance is the church located in Fort Pierce, 2907 Avenue
S. Don't be surprised if you see me there Sunday.
Well, wow. Praise God.
What church? What time are your services,
and the,
sir?
And the services start currently at 10:15 a.m.
Okay, sweetheart. Thanks so much.
Okay, you're welcome. God bless you.
God bless you. Thanks for calling. Wow. That's great.
I just felt that stirring. We got to open up the phones because people want to ask questions.
Well, you can call in. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They got a good 25 minutes.
The number is still 772-221-1100. That's 772-221-1100.
Yep.
What is your address of your church? It's Tabernacle Church of God.
Yeah, Tabernacle Church of Deliverance.
Church of Deliverance. Okay, got it.
2907 Avenue S as in Sam.
Yes.
In Fort Pierce,
Florida. Yeah, Fort Pierce.
And that's the service starts. Is one service at 10:15?
10:15 a.m.
Okay.
They're about 12:30.
Okay. Yeah, well, you need that much time to. You got praise music, preaching, you got.
Yeah.
All kinds of good things.
And you're the preacher, right? There we go with another call. Praise God.
Hey, caller, you're on the air.
Hello.
Praise the Lord.
Hi. I recently just got baptized and everything, and I'm coming to know the Lord and building that relationship with him.
Hallelujah.
I've always been in church since I was a young child. But the church I'm at now, they're teaching that the Lord God is a forgiving God and a loving God.
Amen.
And I was never taught that. And I just want everyone to know that when you come in, you don't have to be perfect. And yeah, you got to mess up. But like you guys said, having the Holy Spirit with you and to guide you is a wonderful thing. I just wanted to let everybody know that the Lord is real and he's alive.
Amen.
And having him in my life
has
changed me a lot. And it's not going to be perfect. No one's going to be perfect.
Mm-hmm.
But as long as we do our best and we live with the Lord and show through the way we live with him that we can be examples to other people.
Yes.
Amen. Yes. Amen. Amen.
We're glory to God. Glory to God. We thank you for calling in this morning and sharing what the Lord has done for you in your life. And we cannot be perfect in this flesh. The only way we can be perfect is in through the Spirit of God.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And and if you have your mind stayed on the Lord Jesus, no otherwise he would keep your mind in perfect peace.
Seek the
things which are above and not things on this earth.
Yes.
And set your mind and your affections on things above.
Yes.
So we just thank and we just want to come in touch in agreement with you on this morning for your new life in the Lord.
Mm.
And as you continue to fight the good fight of faith, stand on the battlefield for God and allowing God to be God, ruler, and reign in your life. I know everything is going to be all right. Glory to God. So we want to touch and agree right now. Lord, we thank you for the caller calling in.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord, we ask you, Lord, that you'll continue to walk before right now, oh God. Give it the anointing. Give it the Holy Ghost, oh God, that you continue to fight the good fight of faith, oh God. Let alone, oh God, that it's you. Besides you, there's no other. That there's God and God besides you. God, there's no other. So we thank you for calling in this morning.
Yes, thank you.
Can we ask your name just so we could keep you in prayer?
First
what is your name?
First name.
Tony, T-O-N-I.
Okay.
Tony.
Okay, Carmen.
Thank you.
Prayer.
You bet.
We'll keep you lifted up in prayer.
Amen.
God bless you.
God bless you,
thank
Tony.
You. Thank you for calling.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Wow. Well, that's great. This is the most response we've had to this program in a while.
Yeah.
You got to put that
because the Spirit's, the Spirit's moving
God
through the airwaves.
Yes. God is in the midst.
Yeah.
Amen.
And that's, what, that's how God wants us to move. God moved in magnificent ways.
Mm-hmm.
And the Spirit of God is obviously working now.
Amen.
And this is how God moves. He moves. He gets you to get off of your seat. He gets you to in the flow of his flow.
Mm-hmm.
You
Amen.
Know, praise God. God is of a just God. God is of a righteous God. God wants his people to come into the knowledge of the truth. God is the only way through God is to know him and to realize that he is who he say he is.
Yes.
And if you continue to walk by faith and not by sight, there's no good thing that he would not withhold from thee. So we just truly thank God, amen, for what he's doing, what he's going to do, and what God is up to. He's always up to something.
Yes.
And, but the anointing that destroys the yoke. See, it's going to take the anointing to get us where we need to be to have a sustainability for God in our life. The anointing, that something more greater than ourselves to keep us and to hold us and to look unto him for each and everything that's going on in our life and to let our life continue to be aligned with the will of God in our life. And that we don't get too far ahead of ourselves in God.
Mm-hmm.
You know, wait on the Lord and be of good courage and allow God to order your steps. The Bible souls declare that the steps of a good man is ordered by the Lord.
So you know,
a lot of people want to go ahead of God. You know, you feel like God is moving too slow for you. You've been praying for such a thing for a long time in your life. You've been praying a long time for something, but yet though it ain't come to pass yet in your life. But I want to encourage you this morning. If you allow God to order your steps, you allow God to dictate your life.
Amen.
If you allow God to be Lord and Savior and ruler of your life, that thing will come to pass in your life. The Bible said that all things work together for good for those who love the Lord and for those who are called according to his purpose. So if you ain't got that, what shall come to pass? The Lord don't want you to have it right then. See, because what God give you, it's going to sustain.
Yes.
Amen.
And perfect timing. Perfect timing.
Perfect timing.
Yes.
Yeah, the perfect timing.
Yep.
In the will of God.
Amen.
See? Because the reason why he ain't gave it to you yet, see, because you feel like you might have done that. See, because you got it too fast. See, wait on the Lord. That's what he wants us to do. Wait on him in God's time.
Yes.
And then you'll know it's God and not you.
Can you talk? You keep talking about the anointing.
Yeah.
Explain what the anointing is so our audience knows, and how do you get that anointing?
Yeah.
the anointing the anointing is a lifter.
Yeah.
And the anointing is something where it arise up in you and it put a hedge of protection around you.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. The Bible so declares Isaiah, that 10th chapter, verse 27. In that day, the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing.
Mm. Mm.
And the burden shall be lifted off thy shoulder and the yoke from off thy neck. And see, the unless you have the anointing, and the anointing only come by God.
Yeah. Yes.
It don't come through man. Mm-hmm. And it comes comes about you and your quiet time with the Lord. Yeah. And your devotion with God and spending time with God. It comes by prayerful dedication with the Lord.
The
it comes
intimacy,
by you,
right?
Yeah, the intimacy and your personal divine relationship with God. Mm. See, God is divinity, see?
Yep.
And he gave gifts unto men when he led captivity captives. And he gave gifts unto men. Mm-hmm. And some have a calling in your life. And the anointing only comes when you lift up the Lord. That's why a lot of times you don't know what you're going to say out of your mouth when you say it. But it's the anointing that brings that.
It's flowing in you right now. The anointing's just flowing.
There's no script. There's no manuscript. There's no notes or nothing like that. You just open your mouth and then allow God to just fill you.
Yep.
You know? And then the anointing that is over, you can speak to your situation and it'll change because the anointing. Mm-hmm. Just speak those things which be not as though they were.
Yes.
Amen. Even in your children life, in your family life, even on your job, you walking up under the anointing of God, and you can feel it. You can feel it as you walk. It's intense.
Yeah,
you have to experience this here.
Yeah.
You just can't explain it. Or you can't just be taught this here. Right. You have to experience.
Yes.
But it's going to take the anointing and destroy it.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen. Isaiah 10:27.
Yeah. But it's recognized. People see it and feel it.
Yes.
When you talk to certain people, you can tell whether they're anointed or not.
That's right.
You can hear people talk and talk and talk about Scripture, about God, about I love Jesus and all that.
Yes.
But if the anointing's not there, you can see right through it.
That's right.
If you're allowing the Holy Spirit to live in you, you recognize the Spirit in other people.
Spirit to spirit.
Man ordains.
That's
man
right.
ordains people. God
Come
anoints.
On, Talk about it. Come on,
Amen.
Praise the Lord. That's right.
Because there are some schools where they're ordained, and it's like, what are they being ordained in?
Exactly.
You know what I mean? And you don't even have to go to seminary. You just have the Holy Spirit talk. Yeah. I'm not saying don't go to seminary, but you don't have to go to seminary.
No.
You know, how did you learn?
Well, the Holy Spirit. Hands-on experience is the best.
Exactly.
Again, seminary gives you credibility before men.
Yeah. Right.
Anointing gives you credibility before God.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Amen.
And it makes a big difference in your preaching.
Yeah, yeah. It makes
it's just,
a big difference.
You know, people don't realize, everybody says Jesus Christ. They use his name, Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. Well, if you go to the Jerusalem phone book and you look up, let's see, Christ, Jesus, Son of God. Oh, yeah, that must be. No, his last name is not Christ.
Amen.
It means the anointed one.
Yes.
That's what many people don't understand.
Exactly. That's the anointed
one. It means
one.
The anointed one.
That's right. Praise the Lord. Messiah. Yeah.
Messiah.
The anointed one. And the Greek is called Christo. Greek term. It's Christ, which means his name, which means Messiah, which means anointed.
Anointed.
Yes. And it puts me in mind of a scripture where God have anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with power and with the Holy Ghost, who went about doing good, healing them that was oppressed of the devil. The Bible said that for God was with him. And see, and just how God was with
That's
Jesus.
That's the anointing.
Just how God was with Jesus. He is with us, too, as well.
Amen.
And he said that you shall, greater works that you shall do.
Yes.
You know, you should be able to lay hands on the sick and they shall recover.
Yes.
You know what I mean? To rebuke the devil.
Yes.
You know, to speak the words of life.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Into a dead situation.
Yes.
But we have to believe what God have equipped us with to believe.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting enough, Ed, what you was talking about, Pastor Ed, about the anointing. and how man will ordain someone. But it ain't like God have called you
to
do this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I'm reminded when Saul had sinned before God, he was very disobedient towards the Lord. And he was the first king of Israel.
Mm-hmm.
And,
mm-hmm.
Amen. But David, King David,
yes.
as a shepherd's boy.
Yes.
And the prophet Samuel went unto Saul and told him that God have rejected you from being king.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Because
yep.
you was disobedient. Because he told you to spare not a one.
Yeah.
Yep.
The Amalekites. Spare
yep.
not a one.
Amalek, that's
I
right.
want you to take them all out.
Yep. Yep.
But you're going to call yourself going to bring a sacrifice back to God.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. God don't need no sacrifice, no burnt offerings or anything
obedience.
Like this. God wants your heart.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Right. Amen.
You know, it is better to obey God.
Obedience is better than sacrifice.
It's Amen. Better to obey God.
So, absolutely.
And, you know, with the ministry, Lively Stones ministry, and with each and every one of our ministry, because we all have a ministry, and God have given us a ministry of reconciliation.
Yes.
And what is reconciliation? What is reconciled? To be reconciled back to the Father.
Amen.
For we was all as alienated towards God.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But now
yeah.
we're being... now transformed, mm-hmm. and we have came into a mind, came into the image of Him, came into His likeness, came into mm-hmm. the form of God. Now the ministry that mm-hmm. God has given us is beginning to go out
yes.
and go out amongst them and to all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father,
That's right.
the Son, mm-hmm. and the Holy Ghost. All that I have commissioned you to do. But you can't do that unless you be walking up under the anointing.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
This is
yes.
the anointing that's going to draw.
Amen. Yes.
And
yes.
Anointing comes in packages. It comes in love, mm-hmm. joy, peace,
yep.
long suffering. Mm-hmm. It's a group of varieties of things. It's yep. a diversity yep. of group. Some
yeah.
are some prophets, some
yeah.
some apostles, some well, prophets,
some
evangelists,
teachers,
some pastors, Emmanuel some teachers,
yep.
for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying
Amen.
Of the
for
body
unity.
Of Christ. Because he gave mm-hmm. us gifts when he left. And that gift, as you unpack the package,
Amen.
It's the anointing
that's
yes.
in that gift.
Yes.
The only thing you got to do
that's
is
right.
sit yourself down somewhere and allow God to come in and to renew your thoughts in your mind
yes.
and put your heart yeah. and your affections on God.
Yep.
And God is a man that he shall not lie.
Yeah,
that's right.
Amen.
That's right.
And he'll do
Amen.
What he say he would do.
Yeah.
Amen. He
but
will.
The diversities
Amen.
Of it all. Praise yep. the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
But what do you really think?
Yeah. Right. Hallelujah. You know, what's so wonderful about this is when you look back over, when you go to the Gospels and you see that point in time when before Jesus is ascended to heaven, he's died, he was resurrected, he's been for the 40-50 days before yep. the day of Pentecost, he's been appearing to the disciples.
Mm-hmm.
And
right, yes,
at some
yes.
point, he actually spoke about this before, when the promise of the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
He Amen. Said, I'm going to send, the word parakletos,
Helper.
Which in the Greek is
Another
someone to
comforter.
Come alongside of
yep.
you.
Yep.
The
and,
comforter.
You know, if you
yep.
read the comforter, and if
yep.
you read between the lines, it's Jesus saying, I'm going to go to the Father, but you're going to need some help. You're going to need yeah. some God help. And so
yes.
the Holy Spirit of God is going to come and come upon you, which it did on the day of Pentecost.
That's right.
And on the first day, really, that the Holy Spirit came to the disciples of Christ after his ascension on the day of Pentecost
yes.
was that they were transformed into being the church. They could not be the church without the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And that's the
Amen.
Essence
Come
of what
on.
God
on.
Was saying.
Yeah, that's
and
right.
so on that day, and from that day forward, is that we only can be the church Jesus intended us to be if we will recognize
yes.
and receive the Holy Spirit of God to guide us, you know, guide us poor, broken creatures.
Yes.
Right.
You know, we don't get to be
right.
perfect
right.
in this life when we come to Christ.
Amen.
What we do get is the perfect God, the Holy Spirit, infilling
Amen.
Us
yes.
so that we, you know, I would say get out of God's way so God can be God through
yes.
me.
That's
yes.
right.
And that's the work of the Holy Spirit. People need to know that. And there's not a lot of teaching going on in some churches about that.
The baptism
Amen.
Of the Holy
but
Spirit.
But they hear it all the time, yeah. and they don't tell them how to do it.
Right.
And the
yeah.
way to
yeah.
do it
yes.
is develop that relationship with God.
Yes.
That hand in hand.
Yes.
It says, Paul said, pray without ceasing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what does that mean? How do you do that? I've got laundry to do. I got to go shopping. I got this and that. If you ever had a friend that was so close to you that they would say one or two words and you knew exactly what they were saying, mm-hmm. and go, or you would say one or two words and they would pick it right up on it, mm-hmm. that's praying without ceasing, mm-hmm. when you have that relationship with God. Mm-hmm. When you just know in your knower, in Amen. The deepest part of your being, what he wants you to do.
Well, praise the
and
Lord.
He knows Amen. What you need.
Yeah.
And also, too, Romans 8, 26 verse, likewise, our spirit also helpeth our infirmities. Mm-hmm. For when we pray, we know not what we shall pray
Amen.
For.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Exactly.
It's
Amen.
The spirit yes. that maketh intercession for
yep.
us.
Mm-hmm.
And
yep.
groaneth sounds which cannot be uttered. Yep. See, and that spirit is the spirit of God.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
It's the Holy Ghost.
Absolutely.
Of God.
Yes.
You know, we don't know
yep.
what we should pray for sometimes, but we know we're going through something in our life. We know that we're praying and we're standing in the gap for our brothers and for our sister, for our family, you know, for our church, for the entire body of Christ. And we know that the only communication that we have to get mm-hmm. to God is by prayer.
Amen.
And fast.
Amen.
And this is the only things that come through this by prayer and fasting. This was why his disciples couldn't cast out. You remember when Jesus, I believe it's the Luke, the ninth chapter, when this man, his son was sick.
Amen. Yes.
Of
Amen.
A dumb spirit.
Amen.
And the disciples couldn't cast him out. And Jesus told them, they said, Lord, why we couldn't cast him out? He said, this type of fasting comes without fasting and prayer. This That's only right. comes by fasting and prayer.
Right.
And meaning is, in other words, is you have to have yourself wrapped up, tangled up, all up in God. You got to have the spirit of God that you can know that you are a child of God. See, the Bible yes. says no man can speak with the oracles of God except God be with him.
Yeah.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Amen.
Yeah.
No man can say that Jesus is the Lord
without the Spirit.
But by the Holy
without,
Ghost.
Yeah.
You can't call
yep.
Jesus the Lord of your life if you ain't got the Holy Ghost in your life.
Yeah.
You know,
when,
you got to be born again.
Yep. Well,
yes.
You have to be born again.
Jesus asked Peter, who do you say that I am?
Come on now.
Who do men say that I
That's
am?
That's right.
Well, you're the Christ, the Messiah. He said, flesh and blood did not reveal that to
Amen.
You.
Come
but
on,
my
man.
Father who's in
Amen.
Heaven.
Amen.
It's the only way you could have
that's,
it revealed
that's the only
to you.
Way. And see, and that's where we're, and here lies the problem is the Spirit of God. We're not allowing the Spirit of God to dwell in us and to mortify our deeds upon this body here. And you know, and once you allow that, once you allow God to come into your life, you have a connection with God.
Amen.
Yes.
You
Amen.
Have a suddenly connection
Amen.
With God. You're not your own anymore
mm-hmm.
because you have been brought
That's right.
with price. A price. And the ones that have not came into the knowledge of the truth, you can just go and do something out there that's contrary to the word of God. It don't even bother you.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
You
take no thought for that, what you just done. How
walking
you just,
in church
how
don't
you just
make you
disrespected,
a Christian.
How you just disrespected people and you went and stole something or you just done something that's so dishonest and stuff like that.
Amen.
But the Bible says he that have stole, let him steal no more.
That's right.
Yeah.
But let him minister grace unto the hearers,
yeah.
you know, of the word of God, to steal no more.
Mm.
You know what I mean? And we people of God, see, everything that's been given to us has been given to us by God. You see what
Amen.
I'm saying?
Absolutely.
See, I
yeah.
might don't have everything that I need
yeah.
right now, everything that I want right now in my life, but I have everything that I need right now
in
my life with God.
Yeah.
I don't have to go out of bounds. I don't have to go and try to obtain something
yeah.
that God ain't in
yeah.
the midst of it. You know,
yeah.
but it's going to take the Holy Ghost of the conviction
yes.
of the Holy Ghost. There's no condemnation
that's
for them that in Christ Jesus.
In Christ
yeah.
Jesus.
Who walk not
right.
after the flesh,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
but after the Spirit,
but it takes
of
surrender.
The living God.
It takes surrender, and that's what people are
and
afraid
allow
to do.
The Spirit.
Walking in church makes you a Christian like walking to McDonald's makes you a Big Mac.
Exactly.
Man, if you
just because you go to
if
church.
You ain't got the ingredients.
You gotta,
yep.
That's right. Come on now. Talk
yeah,
about
yeah.
it.
If you don't have the ingredients, if you don't have the relationship,
right.
the one-on-one, the holding the
that's
hand
that's
of God. Right
that's what's going to keep
nothing
you.
That you said is going to make sense.
That's what's going
to
keep you
it
right
doesn't
there.
Make sense to the world. It's foolishness to a dying world.
That's
Isn't
right.
that what the word says?
That's
yep.
what it says.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
that's right. Everything
mm-hmm.
we believe is foolishness.
And also not to cut you off, if Paul said in 2 Corinthians, that 4th chapter, verse 3, he said that if our gospel be hid, it is hid for them which are lost.
Yes.
Amen.
For the God of this world have blinded the hearts and the minds for them that which believeth not.
That's why God right now is raising up a remnant people.
Remnant of people.
My brother David talks a lot about the revival. The revival is going to be brought about by the remnant people
that God is raising up. The remnant of people.
Yes.
That's right.
And that remnant is what? Somebody who want to go and do what thus saith God. Yep. Somebody who want to go and live according to how God said live. Amen. Somebody who want to go and minister a word. That's right. And being a servant of the Most High God. Yeah. And God is revealing these words to his prophets.
Yes.
He's revealing these words to his servant.
Yes.
And God don't reveal his secrets to nobody who ain't sold out for him.
Amen. You need the fear of the Lord. The fear of the Lord.
The Bible says that God is
beginning of wisdom.
Yep.
The Bible says, St. John, the fourth chapter, verse 24, said God is the Spirit. And know that worship him.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
We must worship him in spirit
and in truth. Amen, amen. Man, I wish we had another hour.
I really wish we didn't have to end this program.
And we have about 4 minutes and some change, but First of all, we're coming to the close of this program, and I'm grieving over that, brother, because there's so much more to talk about. However, I'm going to ask you to pray in a minute, but I want to say, listeners, you got caught up in this the wonderful work of the Spirit through our brother Ezekiel Jones, and I'd mentioned earlier he has a program here at WCNO every Saturday morning at 7:30 a.m.
Yes,
on this station, he will come and he will share the Word of God as he's given the Word by the Spirit.
Amen.
You got to listen. You got to call in. Maybe you sleep through until 8 o'clock on Saturday. Maybe give yourself, treat yourself.
Yeah.
Get up early enough to catch the program.
That's okay. Listen in bed.
You don't have to get out of bed.
Yeah.
Just bring your radio. But
your phone.
But really to begin partaking in this ministry, Lively Stones ministry, you will feel lively. You'll feel so many, God will give you so many different things. By listening, and it's just because our brother is a humble man of God.
Mm-hmm.
His ego is not involved in this, but his heart is, and his heart wants to serve Jesus and bring people to the truth of the gospel and change, so your lives can be changed. That's his motivation. Having said that, Brother Nick, we have only got about 3 minutes or more, but I'd love for you to pray. We have a lot of listeners I know but particularly pray for our listeners right now who are listening in, that are maybe still having a struggle with opening their heart to Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Would you just lift them up and pray for them right now?
Yes, yes. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, God, for this opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Lord, we come to you now, oh, Lord, to the listening audience out there right now. Oh, God, somebody been in the midst of the crossroads right now. Somebody been in the midst of a decision-making process in their life, and a life that can change the whole trajectory, that it can transcend, or it can go straight downhill. And we come together and we touch and agree right now, oh Lord, that the ones that's listening right now, that's struggling, oh God, to mortify the deeds of their body and to put flesh away and to allow the Spirit of the living God to arise up in them, oh God. I pray right now and I plead the blood of Jesus over their life, over their homes right now, over their children right now, over their finances right now, God. I pray, Lord, right now, oh God, that you would touch, oh Lord, send the anointing that would destroy every yoke right now,
Amen.
Oh God. I pray that they would get a closer walk with you, oh God. Let them know, oh God, that you are the sovereignty God and that you have everything under control. Fear not, for God is with thee whatsoever thy goest right now, oh God. Somebody don't know you in the pardon of their sins on this morning, but they got a good heart, oh Lord, and they've been crying out, oh God, all night. They've been standing in the gap for others, oh Lord, and they want to get closer to you, God, but the enemy is coming in, oh God, in a way that they feel like they have no which way to turn, oh God. But you said in your word, oh Lord, you said you'll never leave us, oh God, neither will you forsake us, oh God. You said that when the enemy will come in like a flood, then you will reach up a standard against the enemy right now, because you all knowing, all seeing, all powerful God in the name of Jesus. At that name of Jesus, demons have to flee.
Yes.
And then they tremble at the name of Jesus. Yes, there's Jesus. No power but the power that be of God. This
Amen.
Is the only power. So right now, oh God, touch the listener audience right now, oh God. Them ones that listen faithfully here on WCN, oh God, right now, oh God. Oh Lord, it's your will that every man should not perish, oh Lord, but all should come into the knowledge of repentance, oh God, right
Amen.
Now, oh Lord. So Lord, we thank you, oh God, for the program, oh God. We thank you for our listening audience right now, oh Lord. Let their heart be receptive unto you right
yes,
now, oh
Jesus.
God. Create in them a clean heart right now and renew a right spirit in them right now, oh God. Touch, heal, deliver, and save free, oh God. We'll be careful, oh Lord, to give you the praise, because we know that you are a deliverer.
Amen.
In Jesus' name,